Oh, people. It's 94.9 Mix FM. The Morning Mix with Greg and Mrs. Grant. You know, marriages don't always work out. They just don't. It's a sad state of affairs. A lot of people give up easily, and a lot of people stay in longer than they should. Somewhere there's a happy balance, you know?
Right.
So I understand if you got to go through a divorce and you want to really clean slate. You know, start from scratch.
Right.
And get rid of all the stuff that reminds you of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman, I don't remember where she is, maybe in Texas or something like that.
Yeah, they're in Texas.
She got divorced, decided rather than donating the dress for premature babies or baptism gowns or things that it could be cut up to and remade. She said the dress represented a lie to me. This wedding, this whole thing was a sham.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to do something special. I wanted to have a divorce party. I wanted to burn the dress. Her dad and brother said, "We got the perfect idea. We're going to shoot that thing with some blow-up targets." Remember that forest fire that started down here because the...
Yes.
Those blow-up targets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they used. And they apparently used so many of them, or I don't know how they stacked them up or whatever. It caused such an explosion. People 15 miles away were feeling the rumbles.
Right. We're not just going to burn the dress.
Right.
Let's cause an explosion.
Explosion. It was pretty grand, I will say.
Oh, sure. But my gosh, who else could have been hurt, could have been injured? You could have started a forest fire. I mean...
My thought was about the original dress because I wanted to take myself back to her first moments. You know, when brides get engaged, they're super excited. Part of the fun is shopping for the wedding dress, the planning, the looking at different designs, all that stuff, going and trying things on, and then spending more than you ever anticipated. Even when you set a budget, a lot of times you exceed it.
Man, I'm not like normal women. But
no,
go
you're
ahead.
Not. But, well, I'm just telling you, a lot of people do that.
Right.
So if the end result is going to be you shooting at this thing with blow-up targets, just keep that in mind when you go to buy it.
I don't think you go into the marriage thinking that, well, someday I'm going to need to burn this thing.
I think you should. That's my point. If you knew you were going to blow it up, would you have spent $3,000 or would you have spent $300? Right.
Why would you have gotten married in the first place? Don't buy the dress. Don't get married. This is why millennials are not getting married.
Okay. See?
They're thinking it through.
Thank you. Finally, we found somebody who's thinking it through.